This is LeanMeanMarketing.com with Andrew Hippo. This is LeanMeanMarketing.com with Andrew Hiddleston.
Andrew here for LeanMeanMarketing.com. Today, let's talk about one of the silent killers for a lot of internet and online business owners. That's the quest for perfectionism. Let's get right to it. All right, one of the biggest things we all get caught up in sometimes is trying to make our products, our services, or our websites perfect. We want them to be absolutely perfect in every respect and 100%. We sometimes get caught up and delays end up as a result of that. Procrastination, paralysis, and the job just doesn't end up getting done. And in fact, sometimes if you wait too long, that opportunity that you were looking for may end up passing you by. I actually have a real-world example I want to tell you about. One of the projects I've been working on for the last 5 or 6 months is developing a social network. And this project has had a ton of money, a ton of resources, and it's got a pretty large team working on it. We're about 80 or 85% complete, and it's pretty much ready for testing now. But one of the problems we've encountered the last few months is a couple of the main partners want it to be perfect. And every time we get ready to pre-launch or we get ready to go to beta, something comes up and we have to fix it, and it gets delayed for another month or two. And I feel like right now we're in that loop of looking for perfection, and that's definitely a dangerous place. You don't ever want to get stuck there. The golden rule that I like to follow, I like to get something to 80% completion. I'm not telling you to run out there and launch something that's either not that good, not that quality, or just garbage. The product has to be good. But when you hit 80% and you have 80% of it done, that's more than enough to put it out there, to get some initial feedback, and to see what the market and what your customers have to say about it. Based off your customer feedback, you can then tailor and finalize the product based off of what your customers are saying. Just remember that the people visiting your product, buying your product, visiting your website today are not going to be the same people that are visiting it and buying your product tomorrow, next month, next year, and into the future. The internet is a massive place, and there's constantly new users. The people that see it today as 80% and as that kind of beta, incomplete product are not going to be the same people that visit your website next year and buy it. So just keep that in mind. So again, don't get stuck. Launch at 80%. Get feedback, make amendments, finalize the product, and then launch it at 100%. Again, this is Andrew Hiddleston for LeanMeanMarketing.com. I hope you found this video useful, and I'll talk to you soon.